Father, we thank you for this another day of your greatness before our eyes and your blessing upon us. We thank you for this brand new week that you've given to us in order that we may walk in the works that you have reserved from before the foundation of the earth, and that we would show forth your glory in all our being, everything that we say and do, because you're God of purpose. You created us for a purpose, and you specifically placed us on the timeline of history that is now. We bless your name today, and we pray today that you would forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remove everything that comes between us and you. Cause us to sense your presence and to sense your love and your grace that comes to us like rain, the rain that renews, refreshes, and promotes growth and a harvest. And we thank you, Lord, that you are God, and you're more so our God, and we are your people. We thank you today. Thank you for all of our prayer partners that have joined us today. We pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Speak to our hearts about your heart, about your interests. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we thank God for this Monday morning. It's new. We're at the head of the day. It's June 23rd, 2014. And we come into his courts with praise. But let us focus today on thanks. Thanking him and just enjoying his presence. A title for today would be, a good title I would say, would be that you must swipe your card. Now, we live in a world where every transaction is initiated by swiping a card of some kind. Whether it's picking up your medication from the pharmacy or paying for groceries at a supermarket or at a shopping mall, you're shopping. Swiping gives us access to privileges and services. Now, with God, our swipe is thanksgiving. That's our card. Thanksgiving and praise to him. It opens the door and connects us to him in powerful ways. And this process speaks of the relationship we have with him. And you and I are invited to every day enter into his courts with praise and with thanksgiving. So before we even think of our requests, and of course, those are welcome. We're welcome to bring that. Our praise and our thanksgiving. So I have a praise report. And once again, good morning to you and welcome to all of you. Thank God for you. You're part of something awesome. You're our prayer partner. You're our teammate. You are a warrior. All of those things all wrapped up in one. By God's grace and purposes, that's who you are. He's made us into that. We didn't make ourselves. And so we thank him. But I have a praise report, and it's just amazing, you know, that one can be the one that God may use on a particular occasion in a specific way. And I'm speaking of an occasion like yesterday where we were gathered for worship and how God moved strategically to bring about empowerment and to bring a cause release for persons so that we can be people that are free, totally free, and free to do His will. And it's not unusual for me to, after ministering the word, to just have the word just reverberating in my spirit for the rest of the day and for the rest of the week after a time of worship like we had on yesterday, where the presence of God was there. He was present to minister to our needs, to strengthen us and to equip us and to cause us to be free from every bondage. And so it was great. That's my praise report. I trust that you have something similar of your time of worship and praise in the sanctuary, so to speak. Come together like that, it's a sanctuary. It's a safe space, a space where God has freedom, the freedom to move and to touch us in ways that we need. So that's my praise report about yesterday. I'm still in the afterglow of that event, so to speak. So we're lifting up thanks and praise to God. And be praising. We want to thank Him today for His keeping. Those are our actions. We want to thank Him for His grace. We want to thank Him for His strength and all of the things that He's showing us and doing with us. So those are my sentiments. My heart is full. And do our challenges on my plate, you better believe. I've awakened today to many challenges, but they are small compared to my God. They are small. And so I refuse to allow the so-called giants in the land keep us from crossing over and entering in and taking the land, because He has given us the victory. I hope you follow me. So all of us have some kind of a situation or challenge that's awaiting our attention today. And but we must keep our perspective, an accurate perspective, and the perspective is that you have the victory. And God is on the throne. He has not left for vacation. I don't think He's planning to. And so you can count on His presence with you. Now, I've opened up your lines, and you can hear me, I'm sure, and we would love to hear you. If you have a praise report, if you have a prayer request, well, please don't hold it close to your chest. Just share it with us, because we believe God is answering prayer. I thought I heard someone wanting to say something. If so, just speak, and we'll be glad to hear you. However, we're praising God today. We're giving thanks, and we want to thank Him for divine safety and protection. Did you know He kept you from dangers that you may have seen and ones that you had no clue about? So today we're thanking Him for that opportunity to be safe. And Father, we cover ourselves, and we thank You for the covering that You have over our families and over our possessions, how you've covered everything with the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the fire of God that surrounds and protects our lives from all destruction. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encamp around us and protects us. We thank you for the fact that you've let your glory be our covering and protection, even our rear guard. We thank you that you hold us up and we are safe, according to Psalm 119 and 117, verse 117. We thank you that the name of Jesus is our strong tower, and we are able to run into it, and we are safe, according to Proverbs 18 and 10. We also, Lord, thank you that you have made us to dwell in safety, according to Psalm 4 and 8, and how you've set us in safety from them who glare and puff at us, according to Psalm 12 and verse 5. How you've let us dwell in our land that you have given to us in safety, according to Psalm 4 and 8, according to Psalm 78 and verse 53, rather. We thank you that you've given us rest, a rest from all our labors, and we are able to do so in safety. And we remember Job chapter 11 and verse 18, and Isaiah 14 and 30. We thank you that we dwell in safety, that nothing can make us afraid, according to Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 28. We praise you that we are the apple of your eye, and you hide us under the shadow of your mighty wings, Psalm 17 and 8. So we trust you in the covering of your wings, Psalm 61, 4. In the shadow of your wings do we trust, according to Psalm 57 and 1. We are under the covering from the storm and the rain, according to Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 6. We are covered from the wind and the tempest, according to Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 2. And you covered our head while we are in the heat of battle, Psalm 140 and verse 7. So we thank you again for your covering, the covering of your hands, Isaiah 51 and 16, and how you cover us with your feathers, Psalm 91 and 4, and that you are our defense and our refuge, according to Psalm 56 and 16. You have defended and delivered us. Excuse me. Cause your glory to be our defense, according to Isaiah 4 and 5. We thank you for defending us from those who rise up against us, Psalm 59 and 1. Lord, because you are our shield and our hiding place, Psalm 119, verse 114. So we thank you for the shield of your protection that surround us. Bring down the adversary and the enemy by your shield, according to Psalm 59 and 11. Let your truth all day today and through this week be our shield, according to Psalm 59 and verse 11. Let your truth be our shield, according to Psalm 91 and 4. You are the sun of our universe and our shield, according to Psalm 84 and 11. You are our shield, and we thank you. You're also our exceeding great reward, according to Genesis 15 and 1. We thank you that we're not afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us, because you are our defense, our shield, according to Psalm 3, 1 through 6. You are a strong tower, and we thank you because you protect us from the enemy, according to Psalm 61 and 3. What a wonderful thought of God's 360-degree protection and caring for us. Shall we worry? Shall we be anxious? We are instructed by the Lord himself. He says, be anxious for nothing. Oh, his arm is so strong and goes so far. The breadth of his chest is so wide that he wraps his arm around everything that concerns us so that the enemy has no access. He can swipe his card of destruction because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he has no access because we are protected by our great eagle himself, the Lord. Oh, that is wonderful. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, welcome to you on this Monday morning. I do want to take a quick second to apologize for Friday, our prayer time. As you may have known, you may have, I tried to get a text out to as many people as I could. If I did get one to you, there may be various reasons for that. It may be that I don't have your cell number or something like that, but because you know we're in a texting world now. But I did get the message out to some that we were unable, for we were having some kind of technical difficulty on last Friday morning, and so our prayer cast did not come on as was scheduled. So I do apologize for the inconvenience that it may have caused you on that day. But praise be to God, we are on today. And we thank God for every day when we're able to come on and our signal is clear, and we're able to focus on the business of prayer. If you have a prayer request, now would be a good time to share that, because God is answering prayer. He really, really is. My heart is just continually amazed at how he carries us. Doesn't mean we don't have challenges, but in the midst of those, that's the miracle. In the midst of those, we have this confidence. And that's what I'm really exalting about. In the midst of the trials, in the midst of the heat, so to speak, literally and figuratively, you can have this confidence that he is with you. So as we leave our homes today for whatever reason to go out into the world, just remember, keep your confidence card with you, because you can swipe that at any moment, any time, and you have access because he's with you. He's a friend with great influence. Isn't that wonderful? So if you have a prayer request, now is an opportune moment to share it.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. It sounds like Sister Linda. I was just thinking about you yesterday. Because
That's a good thing. Our God is a good God.
Amen. Amen.
And I give him all the praise because he's brought me a mighty long way as far as my situation. It is flourishing. Mm-hmm. Fantastic report last Thursday. I went back to the doctor. The cast is off. The walker is now gone. I'm walking on my own. It's trying. It's painful to wake up these muscles that has been asleep since March. But my doctor said, I am doing fantastic. And she is amazed at my progress. And so am I. I go back on July 1st. And she said, when I come back on July 1st to bring my sneakers. So I think that is amazing. I'm very excited about it. And I'm doing wonderful. But I just want to say I thank you all, your prayer partners, all of you all who have been praying for me, with me, about me. Because prayer is a powerful thing. And it has done wonders. Since having surgery just May 9th, I have come a mighty long way. And when my doctor said on Thursday, she is amazed. I said to her, God first, a great surgeon and team, and with me doing the work that I'm supposed to do, we can get it done. And it's being done.
Yes.
So I thank you all. I thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
you.
Thank you
I'm
for that.
I'm praising him in a big way every day.
Yes.
Every minute that I can. So I just want to say thank you and your prayer partners. Hello, First Lady. How are you this morning?
She's on.
Good morning. Thank you all. I'm doing well.
I'm listening to you.
That is a wonderful and encouraging report, which causes us. It strengthens our resolve and our faith in the Lord. As we hear a report like that, I mean, how good is he? I mean, he brings you through a serious auto accident. You know, how many people have had an accident involving other vehicles, which would include a tractor trailer and all of that, and come. God brings you through. I mean, you go through and your life flashes before you. You want to know, are you going to make it? And here you are. You made it. And God just took care of you personally in a very direct way. And I was saying on yesterday to our audience, if you will, that sometimes it's a challenge to visualize that in a world of approximately 7 billion people that's walking around on the planet, that God would have his eye on you. It's kind of mind-boggling to try to imagine that. But that's exactly the case, because he knows everything and he can be everywhere at the same time. And so you, as someone whom he loves and someone who is in relationship with him, you're not lost in the sauce, even though sometimes it might feel like that. But you're not. He is there. He is there because he has to honor his word, and he's God of his word. Okay. So you have this great testimony, if you will, of God's power to deliver, to heal, to restore, and to cause recovery. So that's a wonderful testament to even your physicians themselves, your medical team, that you've come through that, and everything that God has enabled them to do is working fine. Praise God.
Yes.
Well,
praise Him.
Thank you. That encourages. I was thinking of you just yesterday, and that encourages our heart. Well, anyone else has a praise report? We are thanking God today. We're on a praise fest. That's what we're doing. Thank you, Lord. That's what we're doing today.
Praise the Lord.
Anyone else? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Good morning. I have
Good morning.
I have a praise report, which is partially mine and partially someone else's. But I just wanted to give God thanks for our Sister Michelle Lewis, who was
yes.
at service yesterday morning. I just blessed God for her, and she was able to give us an update of her status, and we're praising God with her that her original illness is she's been relieved of it almost completely, and we give God thanks for bringing her through this part. I thank God for her, for keeping her, for her strength, and for just holding her up through that trying time. Just also ask for continued prayer for her as she's going through another session. Things just continue to lift her up in prayer. I just thank God for her yesterday.
Yes. I think you said you had a prayer request as well?
Yes. My prayer request is for my friend Rosemary, who passed away on last December, for her family,
yes,
for her husband, for her husband and the children. They are going through a very rough period. The enemy is working overtime, but we know that he is already lost, and that's why he's trying. But we just want to lift them up in prayer. The father has a court appearance on this coming Thursday, and we really need our prayers. That family really needs prayers, encouragement, and just lift them up in prayer.
Father, we lift up this family that has just been mentioned. We thank you for being with them, even if some of them may not be aware of your closeness to them and of your keeping and preserving power. But they have lost a mother, a wife, a friend, grandmother, whatever the case may be. This someone has gone to be with you, no more with them. And Father, there is healing that is needed in their hearts, in their lives. Healing of this wound of separation and grief. We pray right now that your divine comfort would be poured out upon them in a greater way on this day. Cause them, Lord, to be able to keep their situation together. They'd be able to gain a larger perspective of not just their immediate need, but the fact that you care for them and that you're watching over them. Let them sense your presence. They may not understand it, but they will feel comforted. They will feel the warmth of your embrace, of your love, and your mercy. Bless them, Lord. You know their needs. We pray that you would meet their needs in a supernatural way, that no weapon formed by the kingdom of darkness, we rebuke every work of the adversary to create confusion, to cause a sense of lostness without direction. But Father, you would install a divine supernatural GPS that would lead them by your Holy Spirit right to you. And they would call upon you. We speak of the leader of the family, that you would touch his heart and that he would come to know you in a special way. Amen. Amen. Okay.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Just hold for 1 second. Just hold for 1 second, please. Jennifer, would you get the address for me, the mailing address of that that family, the deceased husband? That's what I'm talking about. Would you if you can text that to me, please.
Okay.
I'd be grateful. I paused for a moment. And just because I was listening to the Holy Spirit, what he's saying to my heart and what I'm to do on behalf of us concerning this family. So forgive me for the pause, if you will. So I'd be looking for that from you, and I thank you so much for helping us out with that. But let me go back to someone who was had just joined us, just spoke with us. And who was that? And you may speak.
Good morning, Pastor Gregory. This is Seraphine.
Hi, Seraphine. How are you? God bless you.
Fine, thank you. God bless you too, Pastor. Along the same line, the prayer you just addressed to the Lord, when I called, I didn't think about this, but on Saturday, I went to a wake in East Orange, and that really shook me, and I thank the Lord for allowing me to be there. I walked into this church, and there were 4 open caskets, and I've never seen that before. If you recall, on Father's Day, the 15th of this month, there was a fire on South 18th Street, and the fire killed a mother, her daughter, her sister, her husband, and her 2 grandchildren. So when I got the email regarding the wake, I said I did not know them, but I had to go. And I walked in the church. They had, I guess, 6 people who died, that they were able to open the 4 of the caskets. And I thank the Lord that he truly gives us his grace, because the people there were able to worship the Lord, to praise him and to honor him. The mother of the husband was able to stand in front of this casket and worship the Lord, looking at her grandchildren and her son and her daughter-in-law. So I just wanted us to lift up this family who lost not 1 or 2, but 6 family members all at once. And as we pray for them, we have to remember that more than ever, it's time for us to reach out to those who are not saved.
Yes.
Because time is running out. Time is of an essence.
Yes.
We need to reach out to people, because we never know. This family went to sleep and never got up.
Yes.
Let us just remember them in our prayers. Amen.
Yes. Thank you for that prayer request, because Jennifer, with whom we just heard Jennifer just a few moments ago, and she was there at that funeral. And I remember saying to her, because I was speaking with Jennifer on yesterday, that I am glad that I was not there, because as a pastor, you can imagine, I've done lots of funerals.
And, yeah.
I don't know how, excuse me, how the Lord maneuvered me into a position where I have to do those things, and I'm willing to because I'm serving Him. But it's never easy for me, and to have be on a scene like that. The only time it's relatively easy is when I know that I know that I know that it's someone in the Lord. As in the case I did Mom's eulogy and all of that, and that was a rare privilege. But we discussed that on yesterday, and I'm glad I wasn't there because I tend to feel deeply, and sometimes it's very difficult. Last funeral I was at was a few weeks ago, where Dr. Wilster's we did the wake for his wife. You know, and that left me, because he's such a close friend of mine, and I've known him for so long, and I knew his wife, and that left me really, really drained. So we'll pray for these people. Their home was right next door to the church that some of them attended, and Seraphine, I think you have seen, if not have met personally, but you've seen their pastor. It's Irv Johnson's brother. That's their pastor. So it's a devastating thing, and it's heartrending. So you're right in your assessment that we just need to pray, and that's what I was sharing on yesterday, how we need to really stand more firmly against the demonic realm, the kingdom of darkness. God has given us the authority. He's given us the power to pull down strongholds that are at work in our communities. And here you have six members of one family. I can't even imagine that, but that's what happened. Father, we pray for this family right now that you know of. And Father, we know that your heart is touched and saddened by the passing of these six individuals from one family. We're asking, how devastating is that? You know how devastating it is. And on behalf of this family right now, their church and their pastor, we pray for all of them, friends, neighbors. We pray now for all of them. We pray for our entire community as well. That feels this loss, feels this tragedy. And there are many questions, we're sure, that have arisen out of this situation. Questions that are soliciting answers, but answers that are not found in terms of normal reasoning. The answer we have is that you are God. You are God, and you're upon the throne. And you know what we don't. You have the answer to this tragedy. But we ask for comfort for the family.
Yes.
Continued care and watch over them. Continued sense of your presence among them. They must be stripped of every bit of strength at this point. So your strength is needed. We ask that you would pour it in till there's an overflow. for your glory and for your kingdom. Bless them, bless them. And Father, help them to meet the needs and the challenges of finances, to cover all of the expenses for the burial of their loved ones. Make way, open doors of favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God that we have God.
Amen.
There are things that we are just mind-boggling. Our minds cannot get around such things. We can't. We can't. Our minds just fail. It's our spirits that must reach up and reach out and touch the Lord. He understands.
Amen.
And he has a way of making good out of that stuff.
Amen.
That proceeds. There is nothing that is wasted in God's hands.
Amen. Because
all things are for the good.
Hallelujah.
And we may not see or can figure out how that works. But when you go to that scripture, it's really it says all things. And sometimes it's just difficult to believe that all things, every single thing, and that's what that means. Work. Work for the good. Now my mind cannot figure out how that situation will work for the good. But that's okay. I trust God and what he says.
Amen.
That's what I can do. That's what you can do. All things work. There's nothing that is wasted in
Amen.
God's hands.
Amen.
So we pray that the good may even be visible to encourage our hearts. We thank God for his closeness to us and to those people who need him
Amen.
So desperately. Well, we are right there within less than a minute or so of our conclusion on this Monday morning. And I pray that your heart is overflowing with thanks and gratitude to him. It's important that we keep that tenor or song in our hearts, praise, thanking him all day today, no matter what, because he is so good, and we have permission, because he has awakened us on this day, we have permission to step forth boldly, boldly. And as you feel the sun, because the sun is up, it's bright, understand this is the grace of God. The sun is, imagine that's his presence around you. It's a visual. Yes. Let's close in prayer. Just want to remind you that on this weekend, beginning on the 28th, whatever day that is, and I believe that's Saturday, begins the Ramadan celebrations by Muslims, and we'll be praying for Muslim nations every day, beginning on Monday. And you can do so in your private ministry to the Lord as well. But we'll be praying for those nations. I will be sharing with you statistics, tips about the nation or nations that we're praying for on that day. And as you see people in your community that appear to be Muslims, send a word of prayer towards them from the heart of God. Send a word of prayer towards them. Because I know that they are Muslims, because I have friends who are really believing that they can get closer to the Lord during this period. I've spoken with Muslims. You know, for most, it's not a joke. It's not an empty pursuit. So what they're desiring is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can meet the need. And so let us pray the Lord into their lives, shall we? Amen.
Amen.
And I propose to begin a fast on this weekend, on Saturday. I'm preparing myself for that now, and I invite you to join me. It's not mandatory, but if the Lord is speaking to your heart about doing the same thing, well, by all means. So I'm going to be fasting for the 30 days. It's a partial fast. It's one meal a day, one small meal, and I'll be resisting certain items. For example, I'll be focused on more of a vegetable diet and so on and so forth, and avoiding some things that I believe God would allow us to do. So you can join in on that, but we are going to have a wonderful time praying for them. And at the same time, we'd be praying for Jerusalem, the peace of Jerusalem. You see how God works? Praise His name. All right. Well, I thank God for all of you. And thank you for joining us. You've been a blessing today. May God bless you richly in all that you do today.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for the protection that you have available to all those that are traveling, vacating, going to various places. Keep them safe. Keep us all safe. We thank you for our protection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Shalom, everyone.
God bless.
The machine will now hang up.